Hello, I'm speaking to Mr. Sexton.
Why?
This is just James calling from MMA Legal in regards to your Scottish redress application.
Oh, right, young man. Yeah, I've got you. Yeah. I get a lot of scam calls. That's why I've been a bit
scared. It's always good to be cautious. I don't blame you, sir. Just before I proceed with the call, is it okay if I just ask you three questions for data protection purposes?
Yeah, certainly.
Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
Yeah. Don't you have that there?
Yeah.
So 31st of the 8th, 1952.
Brilliant. And then could you just confirm your postal address, please, sir?
SS09QJ.
Brilliant. And then could you just confirm to me your email address?
Okay, KevinBSexton@gmail.com.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that. I can be able to continue the call. It's just real quick, just for us to receive your records from National Records Scotland. They're just requesting some clarification on your parents' names. And also, if you remember the address you resided in before you was immediately placed into care?
Well, it was 49 South Shore Crescent, Coatbridge, Lanarkshire, Scotland.
Hold on. So was that 48?
49.
Oh, 49, apologies. 49, what street, sorry?
Southfield Crescent.
And can you just provide me with, do you remember the postcode by any chance?
No, I don't remember
that's
if we had them back then.
No problem, that's fine. And then could you just confirm to me your parents' names, if that's okay?
It's Sadie and Jude Sexton.
Sadie.
Sarah Sadie. But it's mainly Sadie.
Sadie. And would you say, is that spelled S-A-D-I-E?
Yeah, Sierra Alpha Delta India Echo.
Brilliant. And then your father's name?
Is it James?
James Sexton. Brilliant. Thank you very much. That was all I needed to retrieve from you for this phone call, fortunately. The next time we get in contact with you, sir, will be to book you in for a witness statement, which will probably be a bit of a lengthy phone call, but we'll call you first just to see what date is best available to you and what time.
Okay, thanks for the update on that, young man. As I say, I get a bit sort of worried with these phone calls nowadays because of everything that's going on around us.
Yeah, of course. Well, we would never speak about your file until you pass data protection with us anyway. So just so you are aware, in the future when we do ring you, we wouldn't be able to discuss anything further until we have answers to them three questions. But I hope that you have a great rest of the day, and we shall speak to you soon.
Yeah. Thanks very much indeed for your call.
Cheers. Thank you, Mr. Sexton. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you, though. Bye.